Long days and pleasant nights, fellow explorers. The second poll to decide the new series that I cover has come to a conclusion. And so, with 356 votes, the SCP Foundation is going to be the next series. So, The Witcher came in at 338 votes, so it was fairly close, actually. I think one of these times The Witcher is definitely going to come through, but I'm actually pretty surprised SCP won. I didn't expect that. And so, that'll be the next series. I really have no idea how long that series will be. Honestly, I don't expect it to be tremendously long. I mean, I'd love to get some suggestions and some feedback from people familiar with the SCP universe as for what would be the best approach to doing a series. Of course, I'll do a video sort of going over the basic concepts related to the website and how the website is presented, how the foundation is presented, the basic concepts. There can be videos about the different groups of interest, such as the Church of the Broken God and the other groups outside of the foundation. And it's possible, likely, that I'll look at some specific SCPs that'll get their own videos. But one of the main problems that I'll be running into is, of course, artwork. For some of the lesser-discussed, lesser-known SCPs, artwork is going to be a real problem. And so I might just sort of make a list of, like, the top 10 SCPs that I want to cover and sort of go from there. But it's definitely going to be a very unique series from what I've done in the past. You know, there's no real... This isn't movies, this isn't books, this isn't games. This is primarily website articles written by various people. So we'll see how it all works. I'm a big fan of the SCP Foundation, of the whole website, the whole universe. I've been a fan for quite a while, so I'm certainly interested in covering it. And I guess that I should probably come clean about something. A while back, some of you, most of you probably recall, a couple videos popped up on my channel that were a little different, and I claimed that I did not upload them. And, of course, many people were pretty skeptical of that. But some people were not so sure. I got some messages and things like that. And so I have to admit now that I was lying to you. I, of course, did upload them. It's very, very unlikely that a channel would ever get specifically oddly hacked like that. But my plan was, I was rewatching Marble Hornets at the time. And I really, you know, the whole concept of the ARG, the alternate reality or whatever game, really interested me, and I thought, you know, something should be done for that outside of just Slender Man, and I thought the SCP universe was really cool for that, and I was like, oh, you know, I'll try it. I wanted to try it. And of course, it was such a great departure from my normal content that it threw a lot of people off and didn't really work out. My plan was to basically, the story was that there would be this new SCP entity, you know, this new strange entity related to the Church of the Broken God that was trying to influence as many people as possible and was hijacking my YouTube channel to do it, and so was sort of making these containment breaches of information related to the Foundation and making them public knowledge by putting out these strange videos. And so I was going to have a bunch of videos where you would hear conversations between researchers, between mobile task forces, between the O5s, you know, all sorts of different videos. And in the end, I was going to have a live Q&A related to it. You know, sort of in character, I guess. And in the middle of the Q&A, I was just going to have somebody, like, flip off all the lights in my house, and then the stream would just suddenly go down. And then the next day, I was going to upload a video where it was from, like, the SCP Foundation, saying that, you know, what you were watching was just nonsense or something, and then did, like, a memory wipe, something like that, some sort of memetic thing. Just to have a little fun. But the main problem with it, aside from people just being sort of confused, was I couldn't really use my voice for most of the videos because that would just give it away. So I had to get outside help, and I don't really like that. I just like doing my own videos because I can only really trust myself to put out a video that I have confidence in. So going for outside help, all this, it didn't work for me. So that was sort of a scrap plan. I thought it would have been pretty fun, but you know, it's fine. And that whole ARG, I would have made my own videos along the way, sort of explaining different concepts that were part of the game, you know, just to help people understand. And that would have basically been my series explaining the SCP Foundation. But since it won the poll now and I'm going to do a proper series, we don't need to do that. And yeah, this has been a bit of a rambling video. But if you are familiar with the Foundation, with the SCP universe, the website, I'll take any feedback, any suggestions, thoughts you have about me covering this stuff. Just keep in mind, it's really not feasible for me to make videos on dozens of different SCPs. That's just really not going to happen. So it's not going to be an incredibly lengthy series, but I want it to be a good one. So thanks to everyone who voted in the polls. If you are not interested in the SCP Foundation, I hope you stick around. Probably won't be too long before we get back to the polls yet again, and we can go in a different direction. But for now, we will be looking at the SCP Foundation. So keep exploring.